So, your first sexual experience was with a woman?
All right, I was 15. It was my best friend, Ruth, and we got drunk on that hard cider. Mm. And then suddenly, I don't know, we were making out.
Tell it again. Seriously.
I mean, is that woman capable of talking about anything else but sex?
Yeah, sure. Well, you know, earlier she was talking about geography.
Joey, she was listing the countries she's done it in.
Well, I think we all learned something.
Hey, you guys, look what I found. Look at this. That's my mom's writing. Look.
Me and Frank and Phoebe, graduation 1965.
Do you know what that means?
That you're actually 50?
That's not me, Phoebe. That's her pal, Phoebe. According to her high school yearbook, they were like BFF. Best friends forever.
Oh.
That's great.
That's so cool.
I know. So this woman probably could, like, has all kinds of stories about my parents. And she might even know, like, where my dad is. So I looked her up, and she lives out by the beach. So maybe this weekend we could go to the beach.
Oh, yeah, we can. Yeah. Yes.
Shoot, I can't go. I have to work.
That's too bad.
Oh, big fat bummer.
So great. Okay, tomorrow we're going to drive out to Montauk.
Hey, Bonnie had sex there.
He'll be right down. He's just looking for his mask.
Oh, a swim mask?
No, it's gorilla mask. He wears it in the ocean to scare off the fish.
Would you look at them? Never gonna find a boyfriend again. Die an old maid.
You're not gonna die an old maid. Maybe an old spinster cook.
Thanks.
Hey, now besides, worst comes to worst, I'll be your boyfriend.
Yeah, right.
Why is that so funny?
You made a joke, right? So I laughed.
A little too hard. What am I, not boyfriend material?
No, you're Chandler. You know, Chandler.
Okay, so we've established my name and hit me. But theoretically, you know, I mean, say we weren't friends. Say it's a blind date. I show up at your door and I'm like, hey, nice to meet you. Hey.
Well, I'd probably be scared of the guy using a fake voice.
Hey.
Oh, hey. Oh, good. You bought food.
No, just my luggage.
Hey.
Hi, you guys.
Woo. Yeah.
Part of this week. First, I find this woman who knew my parents, and then my client with the fuzzy back gives me his beach house.
What about that bike messenger you hit?
Oh, I wasn't talking about his karma. Hey.
Yeah. Hey, check out the hat.
Wait a minute. I know that hat. I was taken aboard that hat. They did experiments on me. I can't have children.
Seriously, where did you get the hat?
Russ gave it to me.
I think she looks good.
Oh, thank you.
Can he buy it for you, or win it for you?
Well, excuse me, my fashion-impaired friends. I am here to tell you that hats are back.
And this time they've ganged up and formed one giant super hat.
Go, go, go! Oh,
yeah, now everybody wants to be under the hat.
Oh.
Oi. What's with all this sand?
Oh, yeah. Bob said there might be flood damage.
Yeah, either that or he has a really big cat.
You know what this reminds me of? Why couldn't I be your boyfriend?
Are you still on that?
Uh-huh.
Did you let it go already?
Thank you, Joey.
But you'd go out with me, right?
No! It is the same as with Chandler. We're friends.
Well, let's say we were the last two guys on the face of the planet, and you had a gun to your head. Which one would you pick?
Which one of you has the gun to my head?
Well, yes, it's kind of an unusual house. It has, three beautiful bedrooms and, no baths. But, you know, the ocean is right there. Hang on a second. Come in. All right, so think about it and call me back.
Are you Phoebe Abbott?
Yes.
Surprise, Phoebe Abbott. I'm your best friend's daughter.
You're Irwin's daughter?
No, I mean your old best friend. Here. Lily from high school, remember?
Oh, God. Lily. Yes, of course I remember Lily. Then you must be...
Phoebe. Phoebe.
Phoebe, yeah.
She named me after you, I guess.
Uh-huh. Wow. Well, look, there's Frank.
Yeah, yes, that's my dad. That's Frank. Yeah. I'm sorry, I'm getting all flingy.
Oh, okay. Take it easy. If you want, there's cookies on the counter. Or sangria. I could make sangria.
No. Sorry. Cookies are good, thanks.
Oh.
I've been looking for my father, and have you heard from him or seen him?
Oh no, I'm sorry. I guess I lost track of everybody after high school.
Oh. Okay. Well, so tell me everything about my parents. Everything.
Oh, well, you know, we were always together. Mm-hmm. In fact, the other kids had a nickname for the three of us.
Oh, what? What was it?
The three losers. Oh, poor Lily. Oh. You know, I heard about what happened. That must have been just terrible for you, losing your mother that way.
Yeah, no, it was great.
Hey, you know what a really good rainy day game is?
What?
I mean, naked game. Strip poker. We should totally play strip poker.
No. Are you crazy?
Come on. When you go away, you have to play. It's like a law.
That's not a law. As long as it stays attached to that tax reform bill, it never will be, mister.
Hold on.
Thank you.
Okay, who's next?
No. No way.
Come on, please. I'm bored. You let me do it once before.
Yeah, well, if that's the rule this weekend,
yeah,
get away.
Just come on, take it like a man, Ron. Come on.
No.
Oh, come on.
Big bullies.
Oh! No! No!
Hey. So how are we doing?
Bored and bored. Hey, you know what? Naked card game's never boring.
No! So what's Phoebe like?
I'm kind, caring, and sweet. What's Monica like?
No, the other Phoebe, the one you went to go see.
Oh, I think she knows where my dad is.
What? Cool.
Really? Well, where is he?
She was pretending like she hasn't heard from him in years, but I found this picture on her fridge. And look, isn't this what he would look like now?
Totally familiar.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Well, why would she lie to you?
I don't know, but we're having dinner tomorrow night, so I figured she's going to tell me then. You know, maybe she just wanted to give him time to buy me presents. I don't know. So, you're all bored?
Oh, yes.
All right. I'm going to close my eyes and point to someone, and you, whoever I point to has to come up with something fun for us to do, and we have to do it.
Okay. All right. Fan out.
Okay. Ooh, you know, we could just do this.
Okay, we all have to play strip poker.
Ah, yes!
Chandler, why all of a sudden do you want to play strip poker?
I think because of margaritas 3, 4, and 9.
Strip Happy Days game?
Yeah, well, I couldn't find any cards, so it was either this or a strip bag of old knitting stuff.
Okay. Fonzie gives you 2 thumbs up. Collect 2 cool points. Yeah.
Yeah. Or if you get 5 cool points, you get to make someone take off 1 item of clothing. It hasn't happened yet, but we're all very excited.
Okay, come on. Daddy needs a new pair of electromagnetic microscopes for the prehistoric forensics department. Okay. Take Pinky Tuscadero up to Inspiration Point. Collect 3 cool points. Yeah. Which gives me 5. And let's see who is going to lose their clothes. I think I pick our strip poker sponsor, Mr. Joey Tribbiani.
All right, relax. It's just a shoe.
Okay, your band is playing at Arnold's. Collect 3 cool points. Which means I have 5, and that means I get Joey's boxers.
Fine, gang up on me. I got you all right where I want you.
Come on, take them off.
Actually, you know, it's kind of cold, so how about I keep my boxers on and give you all a peek at the good stuff?
All right, I'm going to make more margaritas.
Well, hey, what are you doing, trying to get me drunk?
I'm just making margaritas.
I think I'll help her out.
What is going on here?
What?
Are you painting his toenails?
Oh, come on.
Chasing him around the room?
Monica, please.
Oh, yeah. He's totally flirting with you, too.
He is, isn't he? I don't know. I mean, maybe it's just being here at the beach together, or I don't know, but it's like something...
Hey! Hi, Bonnie.
Hi. My boss let me off early, so I took the train.
Oh.
What are you guys doing?
We're playing Strip Happy Days game.